Democrat Representative Susie Lee defeats Republican April Becker in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on November 11, 2022. Democrat Representative Susie Lee, DNV, defeated Republican challenger April Becker and will go on to serve a third term in Congress, according to a Nevada Independent projection. Lee led Becker by more than 4,600 votes on Thursday night, with an expected boost coming from the remaining uncounted mail-in ballots. Lee's seat was one of several vulnerable Democrat-controlled Nevada seats the Republican Party targeted as opportunities to flip. Democrats ultimately maintained all three of their Nevada House seats with Representative Stephen Horsford's, Representative Dina Titus's, and Rep. Lee's re-election. However, the Democrat-controlled state legislature's newly drawn congressional maps likely contributed to each incumbent's victories. Following the 2020 census, Nevada's 3rd congressional district was redrawn to include a large portion of Las Vegas, Nevada's Southwest Valley, and some portions of rural Laughlin. Each of Nevada's 4 congressional districts contains a sizable Democrat over Republican advantage in voter registration, according to the Nevada Independent. Lee handily won the Democrat primary in June, defeating her Democrat challenger by an 80-point margin. Lee beat Becker despite recent polls showing Becker was ahead, pushing Cook Political Report to move her seat into the toss-up category. Lee made abortion the focal point of her campaign, promising to codify abortion rights at the federal level, after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. However, as part of her pro-choice campaign, the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee ran a misleading ad about Becker's stance on abortion, leading CNN to fact-check the advertisement. As CNN reported, a DCCC ad released in mid-September identified April Becker, the Republican candidate in Nevada's 3rd District, as one of the Nevada House candidates who want to join the Republicans in Congress trying to ban abortion nationwide, including Nevada. While Becker obviously wants to be part of the Republican caucus in Congress, the ad did not mention that she has repeatedly pledged to vote against any federal abortion ban. During the current congressional session, Lee allegedly violated the Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge Act, Stock Act, by failing to properly disclose hundreds of stock trades worth millions of dollars. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at DixonHamilton@Breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.